Hi, this is Dr. Sudeep Shroff from resourcefullife.net. Who sets your agenda? Is it your mind or your soul? It's very common that we make our to-do lists and we have tasks to do, and we are driven every day to get things done. But for some of us, this feeling is very common, that at the end of the day, even though we have acted on many things, we realize that the day was not very satisfying. We feel that we could have done something else than what we had done during the whole day. Why does it so? Why does it happen this way? Even though we were busy and on a human level we did everything we could, but still we are not satisfied with what we have done. I think that in this situation, this feeling occurs to us because the agenda for which you work very hard for the whole day was driven and was derived from your mind and not from your soul. Mind is really a wonderful tool to use, but if you feel that you are being used by your mind, then you really need to look into this fundamental question, that who sets your agenda for the day? Are you a mind-driven being, or you are the one who lives what your soul is here to live? When your mind sets your agenda, it comes from the position of lack. Your mind always compares yourself with someone else or something else, and then decides what is lacking within you, and it motivates you from that position. In contrast to this, when you are motivated, or I would say when you are inspired from the position of your soul, then you come from the state of abundance. You feel that you are already complete, you are unique, and you have unique things to offer to the world around you. So when your agenda is set only from your mind, it is very likely that you are driven by a habitual pattern of your mind, the source of which is a feeling of lacking something, and then you make your plans to achieve something, to feel fulfilled. Unlike this, when your soul is setting up your agenda, then it comes from the position of completeness, and the underlying source of inspiration is the feeling that you have something unique to offer to this world around you. You feel inspired to do things or get things done because you enjoy doing that. Your aim is not the final output that you create. Of course, it does matter, but you also enjoy the process of creating, process of getting involved in your day-to-day tasks. And when you spend your whole day with the to-do list that arises from the part deep within you, which is the real you, then whatever you have done for the day, the whole exercise becomes quite fulfilling, rewarding, and enjoyable. It is because that you are not setting up your agenda to get something and then enjoy. But you are setting up the agenda because you feel that you are already complete, and whatever you are doing is an activity by which you contribute to the people around, to the world around. And so not the end result only, but the process to reach to that also becomes enjoyable. So think about it, and I hope this helps.